My Life Today, October 11. He is a living God. God in my life. The Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. My presence shall go with thee, was the promise given during the journey through the wilderness. This assurance was accompanied by a marvelous revelation of Jehovah's character, which enabled Moses to proclaim to all Israel the goodness of God and to instruct them fully concerning the attributes of their invisible King. Till the close of his long life of patient ministry, Moses continued his exhortations to Israel to keep their eyes fixed on their divine ruler. With what confidence had Moses assured the Israelites of the merciful attributes of Jehovah? Often during the wilderness sojourn, he had pleaded with God in behalf of erring Israel, and the Lord had spared them. The prophet pleaded the marvelous providences and promises of God in behalf of the chosen nation. And then, as the strongest of all pleas, he urged the love of God for fallen man. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people, from Egypt even until now. Graciously the Lord responded, I have pardoned according to thy word. And then he imparted to Moses, in the form of a prophecy, a knowledge of his purpose concerning the final triumph of his chosen people. As truly as I live, he declared, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. God's glory, his character, his merciful kindness and tender love, all that Moses had pleaded in behalf of Israel was to be revealed to all mankind. And this promise of Jehovah was made doubly sure. It was confirmed by an oath. As surely as God lives and reigns, his glory shall be declared among the heathen, his wonders among all people.